TMA. How are you, Patrick?
Simon, I was hoping you were still there. I was getting out to get diesel one. I heard you call out.
Well, no, you called me right at the end. I'm almost at my destination, but wanted to say, hey, how you doing these days?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to mind my P's and Q's and do the best I can with what I got.
I think I remember hearing you mention recently you were going to steal away for a little vacation. Did that happen recently?
I went out of town for a long weekend, but not anything vacation, really.
I was thinking of that long weekend. We just recently did an extra long weekend, almost a week, up in a lake in North Carolina with family. It was fun. It was a good chance to get together with my brothers and sisters and, you know, have all the kids and run around with cousins having fun. So, anyway, yeah, it's good when we can steal away and do a little bit of that here.
Have a good time. Which lake was it?
It's up by the border of North Carolina and Virginia. I've got some family in Raleigh, although I grew up in another part of North Carolina, but most of my family's in Raleigh now, so it's a pretty convenient location for most of them.
You just run right up 85 and to get there?
Almost the entire way. So, and 85 was good to us. We didn't hit much traffic going up, so that was nice. But, you know, you never know. 85, 95, we used to live up in Maryland before living here, and gosh, it got to where I was just looking up any kind of alternate route to stay off 95, and I was willing to take, you know, add 45 minutes to the trip, add an hour to the trip, because I'd rather just know that I've got a 1 hour, you know, 1 hour longer of a trip than spend the whole drive wondering when I'm going to hit a 2 hour traffic jam.
Sitting there waiting for something else to happen.
It's pretty easy. Hey, I've been meaning to ask anybody, and I think you used to chat with him too. How's our friend Alexander doing? KO4ULP. I haven't heard him on here in a while, but I haven't been on a whole lot lately, so maybe I'm just missing him. You talk to him lately? Is he doing all right?
I have not talked to him lately. I know he hasn't been on the air much because of the moron causing problems, but a mutual friend said he's doing fine.
But, I couldn't tell you what you said there. It sounded like you said, because a moron is giving him trouble. But I don't think that would be what you said. What's causing him to stay off the air? What's the trouble?
The moron causing some QRM on the repeater has been for a while, and Alexander's parents have limited him to the amount of radio time he can have because of that.
Oh, yep, I know what you mean. I haven't been present to much of that, but I think I heard one or two incidents, and yeah, it made me, I actually thought of Alexander then, I thought of any other kids, so that's a real bummer, but yeah, his parents are doing the right thing. Shoot. All right, well, yeah, thanks for filling me in. I was just wondering, I haven't heard him in a while.
But as far as I know, I haven't spoken to him or his parents directly, but through a mutual acquaintance and friend, he's doing fine. Just, that's the reason why.
Hey, here's another thing I was wondering. Just curious if you know anything about this. So while I was at Lake Gaston, I took my little handheld with me and found a local repeater and managed to hit it pretty well. I got to talking to the guy who runs the repeater. Darn it. N4WFU. N4WFU. His name was Barry. And he described a very interesting repeater system that they have up there. He called it a voting system. And the way he described it was that I could be hitting any one of three linked repeaters in that area, and they all have the same frequency, same tone, but they would detect which one I was hitting with more power, and then the others would mute themselves and listen to the one that I was hitting with most power, and then they'd all repeat my signal just like any linked repeater system. But I'd never heard about linked repeaters that all have the same frequency and tone. And then they just have this kind of voting process where they decide which one to listen to by the power with which you're hitting it. Have you heard much about that?
Heard of that. That's pretty interesting, actually.
Pretty impressive. I mean, as some folks know, I've been eager for the day when we link our Paris Mountain repeater with the Caesar's Head, the 8-2 and the 6-1. Just because where I'm going to be moving soon, I'm going to be in the shadow of Paris Mountain, and I'd love to be able to be on this network, you know, chatting with the same group, but hitting the Paris Mountain repeater. But I've just always assumed that it would still be the 8-2 frequency, but it would just be linked. But yeah, when you described this kind of voting system, I thought that was really interesting, because then, I mean, you don't even have to change repeaters if you're going out of the range of one and into the range of the other, because you're just on the same frequency, same tone, and they just, the repeaters know which one you're hitting harder.
And would help out a whole lot around these mountains up where I'm at.
You're coming in and out of range of either one. Yeah, could be helpful. I was just curious. I'll see next time I catch Dave or somebody else. I'll see if it's something they were considering when they, because I know they are considering linking these two repeaters, but just sounded like an interesting approach. I'm in the driveway. I got to go, but thanks for saying hey. Glad we got to chat for a minute, and I'll catch you next time. KO4HKX, KZ4TMA, clear after your final.
TMA, good to talk to you today, and 73 to you, Simon. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.